This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
AOC, a.k.a. the bartender-turned-Democratic Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is said to be taking a break from social media. Yes. I don't know if I'm excited about that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. How do you feel about AOC taking a break? If you're like me, I don't care one way or the other. If she's there, she's there. If she isn't, she isn't. Why? Because I got kicked off Twitter. I can't even respond to her. I think we have to defang Twitter by not using it. Honestly. I mean, I go there to get news and stuff like that, but I can't wait for the next social media network to pop up because we really do have to look at, you know, where. I don't want people going, well, you know, there was a tweet about this or a tweet about that. That means we're relying on it. We're depending on it as a source of information. These are the people that ban us from telling the truth. And let me tell you, they are not, they're like the Democratic Party. They're like politicians in general once they give you a tax. They never take it back. You think that the Twitter or Facebook's ever going to put people back on when they find out that we weren't spreading misinformation? Do you think they're going to kick anybody off who was actually spreading misinformation? Do you think Fauci's going to get kicked off? Do you think Biden and any of those minions are going to get kicked off? I mean, all the other frauds for every other thing, the racists, the anti-Semitics, etc., you think they're going to get kicked off? Of course not. It's a one-way street. Anyway, AOC has done a self-imposed exile from the social media platforms. And she's doing it due to the amount of negativity is what she used. That's the word she used, negativity, on these platforms. And the irony, of course, is that AOC is one of the reasons for the negativity on the platform. She is typically vitriolic when she's on it. People need to do this, and these Republicans and these conservatives, and she's always lashing us. And she's got the intellect of I don't even want to compare. I was going to say a frog, but I truly do not want to offend frogs. Her hiatus is going to be short-lived because she can't get enough of the attention that her stupidity generates. She loves the attention. So when asked when she might return, the 32-year-old representative responded on Instagram saying that she turned off social media while convalescing from Wu Flu. And here's what she wrote. I found that when I went to open Twitter up again, it just wasn't like making me feel. So, I mean, literally, I would go to open the app and almost felt like anxious. People kind of fight and gossip and all sorts of stuff, so such. And there's a lot of negativity on there. I swear I read that word for word. I didn't make it up. As you can see, AOC is a real intellect. She represents her like people like really kind of good. Being smart, and I love being a smart aleck. Oh my goodness. So what will Republicans do, folks, if we don't have AOC to kick around on Twitter? Think about it. Don't give me a knee-jerk answer because you don't really know yet. As I mentioned, I got banned from Twitter, so apparently I'm gonna have to vent my sexual frustrations of wanting AOC elsewhere. And in case you're wondering what I'm talking about that tweet that she put up when she was caught in Florida having escaped the Nazi-occupied New York. And she said something like, Republicans are going to have to figure, you know, are obsessed with me and they want to date me. And they're going to have to take their sexual frustrations out elsewhere. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Fellas, please write to me and let me know how we can deal with our sexual frustration of not having AOC on social media. Because I tell you right now, I'm jonesing, man. I'm like a druggie, a crackhead. Hey, please don't go AOC. I got to tell you, I love watching Democrats implode. I do. It's a sport for me. And I don't, in the old days, you had to kind of look for it. It was more nuanced. Now it's in your face. See, let me tell you something. AOC is experiencing what many, many Democrat politicians and Democrats in general are experiencing. Frustration with her party. See, AOC can fool other people and make them believe that, it's just my frustration and the negativity and all this, and that she's still a hardcore Democrat. She's not fooling me. Democrats don't fool me, folks. You can bet, and I've said this before, you can bet these people wake up daily and they see the carnage in the wake of their decisions. They understand what we say is one thing, what we do is another. Look at AOC leaving New York, as I mentioned before. She and her boyfriend visiting the free state of Florida, freeing from the occupied state of New York, the Nazi occupied state of New York, to go to Florida. And if you don't think she doesn't see the irony of that, you're totally mistaken. She sees it. That's why she responded with that wacky, "Well, they're just sexually frustrated because they want to date me." See, that's her own insecurities. She can't get a Republican man. She can only get a eunuch, a male hyena that she can lead around. No real man is going to date that chick, that clown. You better get a girly boy. So she longs for the freedom from masks and dumb monkeys that voted for her. She can no longer defend her insanity. And neither she's got to come to the reconciliation that stupid people voted for her, and now she's got to represent them. And the more and more realization of how bad her positions are, look, I know what she's trying to put up front. But there are cracks in the dam. So anyway, she took refuge in DeSantis' state rather than stay in the zombie-occupied state of New York, and even that woke her up. Then she gets back home, and you know what she sees on her thing? It isn't us attacking her. It's her own people attacking her. How dare you go to Florida, and you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. They're attacking her. She's watching her own party implode from within. It's all that soul searching. She's looking at the debt. She's looking at nothing happening for the people that she supposedly wants to serve. She's watching the Democrat Party ignore her and the rest of her squad and their pleas of insanity. And she's coming to a reckoning, an awakening, as we say, a come to Jesus, except she probably doesn't believe in Jesus. But she says she's going to be back. And she's going to do a lot to help the Republicans in the midterms.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's a failing network to do when their number one host, who can't even break the top 20, decides to take a break? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. By now, you've probably heard that dude, Rachel Maddow, is going to go on hiatus for just a bit. A flagship host of MSNBC is taking a break. And here's what I remember Maddow mostly for. Incessant attacks on Donald Trump for no reason. And her Al Capone Vaults episode where Donald Trump publicly sodomized this chick. It was hysterical. He preempted the show by revealing his own 2015 taxes. And you want to know what the shocker was? Donald Trump paid his taxes. And in fact, he paid, I believe it was $28 million, and he made $551 million of profit. And she claimed that he was paying no taxes and he was broke. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Now, those numbers may be slightly skewed because I'm going from memory. But here's what I do know. It was a bust. And Rachel Maddow, I loved it. pardon me, I love this show. And here's why. Rachel Maddow comes on and she's like, well, we've got the, Trump Texas, and she sets it up. You know, like she'd already written it. You know, today we're going to be revealing this, that, and the blah, 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 Trump Texas. And it's already been revealed, and she's trying to vamp. And she vamps for like 15 minutes to try to tell people, he already told you. It was horrible. And I loved it. I love watching when leftists implode on themselves. I love when they think they got the scoop and then it's a gotcha. It reminds me of my cousin Vinny when the lawyer says, I see you wear glasses. Were you wearing your prescription glasses while this crime was taking place? And the guy goes, they's reading glasses. And he goes, well, he says, okay, he goes, well, what color are the eyes of the defendants? And the guy looks over and he goes, brown, nasal green. And the lawyer goes, no more questions for you. It so reminds me of the left. They always think, I gotcha. Oh, geez, sorry. I'm wrong again. Anyway, things never got better for Maddow. She topped out on ratings during that period. It was funny because she didn't take a beating. They, even after revealing nothing, it was like a complete fiasco. But she went around doing media, trying to act as if, you know, licking her wounds. And her ratings went up for a little bit, and then they dropped like a rock. Now, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't try to keep up with the rate. I know these people aren't getting watched. I know they're not. I've got some numbers. I'm going to tell you something right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If I never have to say the mainstream media, the fake news media, their polls are, you know, their ratings are dropping like a rock, or report on Joe Biden and tell you again and again and again, he's still going down, 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 down. And they'll try to tell you, oh, they've gone up a little bit or whatever. Joe Biden will never, repeat, never be popular enough to get 40% of the people of this country to support him. He didn't get it in 2020, and he will never have it again. And the only way the Democrats can try to sell this is to cheat. That's it. And they can talk about, oh, voter ID and voter this, but they can talk about it to their blue in the face. They have nobody that people care about. The closest thing they've ever had to catch fire is Barack Obama. We're fortunate. We've had Abraham Lincoln. We've had Ronald Reagan. And we've had Donald Trump. We're very fortunate. And I'll tell you something else. You want to talk about our bullpen? I give you Ron DeSantis. I give you Josh Hawley. Two rising stars. And we probably have others. You want to know why these stars will come? Because they will speak truth. They will deliver. And if they happen to be good looking and eloquent, they're going to be formidable. I'm just telling you. Anyway, so Maddow's taking a break. She topped out in her ratings, and I think she sees the writing on the wall. Look. Fox wants you to believe that Jesse Waters is the reason for this. Oh, Jesse Waters did better than Rachel Maddow. Big deal. Let me tell you something. Jesse Waters, not my cup of tea. I know him. I've met him a few times. Not my cup of tea. Don't have anything against him. I think he's just smug. And I don't think he's that talented. But regardless, here's what I would bet you. If I had a TV show against Jesse Waters, I would blow him away. And I don't mean it as a disparaging thing to him. I don't find him interesting. He can be insightful at times. But let me just put it to you this way. When you have a team around you like Fox, it's pretty easy to be relatively insightful. It's not that difficult. I don't know if you realize how many producers work on a show. Now, Judge Jeanine didn't have a whole lot. The weekend shows don't get a lot of support, so Jesse probably has to do quite a bit. But he's got producers for The Five and other shows that he can leverage. So it's kind of like when you watch these late-night TV shows. These guys have six, seven, eight writers writing comedy. You think John Stewart's a really, oh, he's funny, he's clever. No, he's not. He's hired clever people. Now, I'm not saying that that's what's going on with Waters. I just don't find, to me, and again, I know people like him, and you should. If you like him, continue to. He does nothing for me. And what I do know is when I've run up against people like him, if I had a show against him, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to watch my show. You're certainly going to flip over and go, what's that black dude doing during the commercial breaks? Because you're going to want to know what I'm saying. And look, I say this in all humility, but I'll tell you this. You're listening to me now, so there's a reason for it. So I would love that. When I was up against Rush Limbaugh, I told people I love going against Rush. Let me go head to head. I want to. Please. Because every time somebody can't hear Rush when he had a substitute guest, I pick up X number of people because they send me notes. I didn't even know who you were, but Rush was off the head of a guest, you know, guest speaker on, guest a host. So I came over to listen to you. I'm glad I found you. Anyway, they're going to do the rotation of anchors to fill in for Mad Owl while she's on hiatus. And she's supposedly going off to make a movie and do some other stuff. But this chick makes a ton of money. And you have to wonder about the timing. Look, I don't know any of the inside baseball here. I don't do anything with them. But I'm not buying this. I'm not buying that she's just using this period. Something's going on. Something's happening in MSNBC. There's a shakeup. There's been a shakeup for quite some time. But there's something happening. And if we keep our eye on it, I think what we'll find is what we already know. Leftists are starting to wake up. They can't defend Biden.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A winter storm hitting a big portion of the country is forcing thousands of flight cancellations. Both Dallas airports are experiencing a ton of cancellations due to snow and ice, with Love Field Airport canceling 85% of the flights originating from there so far. More than 4,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been called off so far today. The top Republican in the House says ongoing COVID restrictions have caused real damage in the United States.
What does it have an effect on these shutdowns? How many people missed the cancer screening, the mental health, the suicides for young children?
Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying pandemic lockdowns should be lifted. He also criticized ongoing vaccine and mask mandates. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is cheering a counterterrorism operation that killed an ISIS leader.
Talking from the Roosevelt Room, President Biden talks on the removal of an ISIS leader in Syria overnight.
Operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
Haji Abdullah took his own life and people in his home with a suicide explosion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jobless claims are down. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims for unemployment were filed last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are the biggest racist on the planet. I'll say it again. Democrats are the biggest racist on the planet. And here's something else you can add to it. Black Democrats, the worst kind of racist. In your face, stuff that you would never be able to substitute the word white for. There's black privilege all over this nation. Nobody wants to talk about it. Black lives matter supposedly more than all lives matter. I could go on. There's black this, black that, black. You couldn't put white on anything that's got black on it without somebody flipping their lid. Not that you should put white on it. I'm not advocating for that. What I say is all lives matter. Black lives don't matter any more to me than white lives. And if that makes me have to turn in my black card, I'll turn it in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. I can tell you this with certainty. I love all people. I love all good people. People who have the human, that human kindness that is within us all. I love those people. I love learning their stories. I love learning their cultures. I do. And it's because we as conservatives are very open. We're very open. We're open to things we don't even like. And I know there's the ones out there that are very sanctimonious, the really fringe far right, who are dogmatic in how they feel about things. And they're dogmatic until they're confronted, and most of them until they're confronted by it. I'll give you an example. My grandmother and her sister, we called her Aunt Pi. Her real name was Lenora. But let me tell you, they said on many occasions they would not accept an interracial marriage, you know, interracial dating in their families. My grandmother's youngest son, my Uncle Robert, dated nothing but white women. I mean, it was practically exclusive. A couple of black chicks here and there, but it was mostly white girls. My aunt's family, two of her sons married Filipino women. And my aunt, I can tell you, I remember her specifically saying, any when one of my kids marry outside of their race, and I would disown them. And I was like, wow, that's pretty wild. Because, you know, it was essentially a condemnation of her nephew, my Uncle Robert, who was married to a white woman at the time. So she was saying, I don't accept it. And she gets confronted. Two Filipino women, not one, but two, her sons married. And she loves them. Well, she's passed away, but she loved them to death. Because, see, when she got confronted and had to realize, had to deal with it, front and center, suddenly she, oh, wow, you're right. And, yeah, they might have voted Democrat, but let me tell you, they were conservatives. That is the definition of conservatism. I want to conserve this idea that I want a pure bloodline, or I want this or that. Nonsense. Conservatives, when you're, and by the way, this isn't a conservative thing. This is a reality check. This is true of leftists. If leftists have to live their lives, they will convert. They will not be leftists if they're forced to live their lives. But I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the segment. Democrats, most racist on the planet. Black Democrats, the most racist within the most racist group. Case in point. Whoopi Goldberg. How ironic, folks, that a black woman who culturally appropriates a Jewish name would be suspended over idiotic comments related to her appropriated culture. But I give you leftism. See, Whoopi Goldberg assumed the Jewish name to get work. That's right, America. I'm going to give you a little lesson on Whoopi Goldberg, a.k.a. Karen Johnson. That's Whoopi's real name. Her mother, Emma Johnson, thought the family's original surname was, quote, not Jewish enough for her daughter to become a star. So Whoopi decided she would become Jewish, and she gave herself the name Goldberg. She called herself Whoopi because she used to fart around all the other comedians when she worked on stage. I'm just giving you the facts. So, you know Professor Henry Louis Gates of Gatesgate? He verified Goldberg's traceable ancestors were all black because Whoopi used to say, I believe we got some Jewish, I believe. She was pulling a Senator, Elizabeth Warren. She was pulling a Warren before Warren even knew. Whoopi's running around saying, I think we got some Jews in our lineage or whatever. She's not. She's 92% sub-Saharan African and 8% European. There's no Jewish in her bloodline. None. She's Guinea-Bissau, 92%. The Papal and Bayoti people. So she's no more Jewish than Elizabeth Warren was a Native American. In fact, she's more Rachel Dolezal. And so she got suspended from The View, and I'm sure you heard the story. 2 weeks after she took a swipe at her appropriated culture, the culture that she used to get rich. Now, that doesn't diminish the talent. Whoopi Goldberg's talented. Whoopi Goldberg, you know, did a one-woman show. When she was in The Color Purple, she did a phenomenal job. I will not take anything away from her talent. But see, people like her need to know where their wheelhouse is, what lane to stay in, and Whoopi Goldberg doesn't know that. She's a big mouth know-it-all that knows nothing. 2 weeks, not much of a penance when you consider the racist statement that was made by her. Incendiary comments where she claimed that the Holocaust was not about race, it was about man's inhumanity to man. Easy to say, it's a good catchphrase. Especially when you're not a real Jew. Because even an idiot knows that race was a factor in the Holocaust. See, I understand a little bit about history, and I know that 6 million Jews died at the hands of Nazis. Nazis that remind me of the very people we face in this country right now. 6 million blacks didn't die. But when you're an egocentric racist who rode on the coattails of a Jewish name, you only need to worry about black issues. You don't really need to concern yourself with Jewish issues, even though you stole a name. Now, let's put her comments in full context. Goldberg's comments were that essentially the Nazis and the Jews were two groups of white people. That's a quote. And because both groups were white, she sees them as, the Holocaust as, inhumanity, not about race. It was just white people killing white people. So she doesn't need to be concerned about that. So what? White people kill 6 million other white people. Well, you can extrapolate that to, so what? Pol Pot killed a bunch of, you know, brown little Asian people. So what? The Russians killed a bunch of other Russians. I mean, does it matter? When does it matter to Whoopi? Let me tell you when it matters. It matters to Whoopi when 20 black people over a period of 2 decades have been killed in bad shoots by cops, white cops. That's when it matters. See, that is a holocaust that she can buy into. But there's no holocaust when it's white people killing white people. Who cares? So a female president of ABC, because it's all female presidents now, right? She suspended Whoopi Goldberg effective immediately. And Whoopi is already on the circuit. I said the wrong thing and I really want to apologize. She's on the apology circuit. Yeah. So anyway, the president of NBC says, the entire ABC says, we stand in solidarity with our Jewish colleagues, friends, families, and communities. Now, I will say this. I don't think Goldberg's comments were necessarily anti-Semitic, even though I think the underlying piece is. They certainly showcase ignorance and insensitivity over genocide of Jews, particularly when you compare Goldberg's support of BLM, a black terror group formed on a lie of about, 20-25 blacks dying under suspicious conditions of police, as I said earlier, over 2 decades. She wholly ignores the number of blacks who are killed by other blacks every year, which is thousands. And the number of black people who are killed in the womb, which is millions. But let's see, those 20 to 25 blacks over 2 decades versus 6 million Jews. Yeah, surely you can see why Goldberg sees the black condition as more dire than the plight of the death of 6 million Jews. And I don't want to get into what the left does with blacks who are anti-Semitic, but I will remind you that Nick Cannon made some absolutely outrageous comments, outrageous, about Jews. He got fired from Viacom, but guess what? He was back on The Masked Singer, and he still got his show, because that's the penance on the left when you're racist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tide is turning, and you may be wondering, what's this Jackson talking about on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I'm talking about a sign, a big sign, something that is foreboding of things to come. And I will tell you, I'm going to give you a hint. When we first got information about Wu Flu, and I know we bounced all over the place this show because we've talked about a lot of stuff. Biden's polling, we talked about Brian Stelter. I gave you a hint that Sean Penn is now talking about feminized men. AOC, she's taking a break. Maddow's on hiatus. Whoopi Goldberg got suspended. There's a lot of stuff we talked about today. But let me tell you, there's another hint. It's out there. And I remember when the scamdemic began and you saw a few people with masks. And I don't know if you were like me, but I remember saying, why are these people wearing masks? Well, surely we're not going to be wearing masks. And the next thing you know, everybody was forced to wear a mask. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And then it morphed into how dangerous all these variants were, the number of people who were dying, the number we needed to rush to get vaccines, and we got vaccines. And then, well, we can't trust the vaccines because it's Donald Trump. And then when the coup occurred, well, now we can trust them because it's Joe Biden. And now everybody's supposed to get the shot. And then they told us, well, we only need to have 70% of the people get it, then 80%, then 90%, then 100%. Then the entire world needed to be inoculated. Is that the right? Yeah, that's it. And then, even though nobody was dying with the kids and all that, didn't matter. They still want kids to get shots and all this. Old people dying in nursing homes and giving out awards and, you know, Emmys and book deals and all kinds of stuff. They finally dumped the Cuomo brother. Hey, you get what I'm saying, right? It was a whole ecosystem that developed. And $6 trillion plus later, we're making vaccines. We're shipping all over. People are dying on the vine from products like remdesivir. But we don't want to talk about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and all these other things. And then we're still talking about getting masked up. But then, if you remember, I told you the other day, Denver goes, an absolute leftist city goes, we are getting rid of the mask mandates and the vax mandates. And I told you they would start to back away. I reminded you. I said, they're going to go, oh, no, we don't need to do it. You know, and they're going to do it slowly. And they're going to act like it. No, it wasn't us. You know, it's like you caught them robbing the house. You got them on video camera, but they're backing away saying, no, don't believe that camera and don't believe what you're seeing. We didn't take anything after they've robbed your house. And that brings me to this subject right now. So I get an email from my buddy Andy, and he says, Kevin, went to a grocery store. He took a picture. There are two bins, complete bins. There had to be thousands of these N95 masks. I'm not talking about the cheapies, folks. I'm talking N95. I don't know what these things cost. Because I don't buy them. But they're not cheap. They're not like, and even though you get the ones made in China, ironically, that we wear, that clearly says on the box, this mask does not protect you from airborne illnesses, we had to wear them. Federal, you know, you're going to fly, you got to wear a stupid mask. So I'll give you this. I had to fly to my nephew's funeral. He's like my nephew. He's my little cousin. But me and his mom grew up like brother and sister. So I'm at his funeral, and I'm talking with different people, you know, going and coming on various legs. And I got my mask down, and I didn't get beat up like you normally do by these stupid flight attendants that are Gestapo. Put the mask up, put the mask up, put the mask up, put the mask up. Nobody said a word. I had my mask down practically the whole flight. I looked around. There were other people with their masks down. It wasn't that big of a deal. But anyway, Andy sends me this picture, and it's tons of masks. And you know what it says on the mask little thing? The kiosk? It's not a kiosk, but, you know, they're just in there. It says they're free. Get a mask. Get 1,000 of them. Take the whole bin. We don't care. So immediately I get this. I send a note to my editor. And I said, see, I'm already telling you, this is a major sign. This is a sign that the mask stuff is gone. They're giving them away. Go to the airport and forget your mask. Then go to the counter and ask. You know what they'll tell you? There's a kiosk where you can buy them. And you know what it costs to go get like a box of three masks? Like $11 or something crazy. It's a ruse. A money-making ruse. And now they're giving them away as many as you want. And by the way, you can go breathe all on those masks. You can go rub your fingers on. Nobody cares. It's wide open. There's no spit guard, nothing. Go get the mask. So I send this note to my editor and say, this is the signs. This is one of the signs I'm talking about. Let's talk about this. Show the picture of them giving it away. So fast forward. Melissa says to me, hey, check it out. This is what they gave away at Fry's, and it was 3M mask. And I went, and I said, wow, was it like, in the bin? She goes, no, it was a bin full of them. Take as many as you want. Now, Fry's, for you guys that don't know, is a big chain here locally. I don't know who they're owned by. Maybe, you know, I don't know who they're related to. But it's one of the big chains. It's like, you know, Safeway is, that has Albertsons and a bunch of others. Well, Fry's is part of a consortium of grocery stores. And at every Fry's, they got a big bin of masks that they're giving away. So here's what I would say. If you're into the mask, remember, there were factories who shut down so they could start making masks when this thing first started. I hope they've retooled. So what do you think it is? Are you like me? Do you believe that it's a sign? Because I'm going to tell you right now, that is a sign. It is the same sign when I was looking, when I started seeing people in masks, and then I would go online and all these things would pop up. Hey, get your mask. We're making these masks. Mask, mask, mask. I started hearing, we're retooling our factory so we can make more masks. And I'm thinking, who is going to need all these stupid masks? It was us. Yeah. They got it in on us. So we were wearing these stupid masks, have been for a while. Guess what? You can get a thing called mask disease. I talked about it the other day. It'll do stuff to your brain. It'll make you weird. Yep. That's part of the whole mask thing. And so the more they find out, the more the root. Let me tell you what else is going to be found out. They're going to find out that these vaccines are not nearly, I mean, we already know this. They're not nearly as effective as they claim to be, and your natural immunity is best, and they never should have passed mask mandates. They never should have. They talked about quarantine, lockdown. People still got it by the millions. I don't believe there's a single person in America that has not been exposed to Wu Flu. You either got it or you didn't. Your body fought it off. If you're young, you probably didn't even notice it. It was no big deal. And I don't mean you had, what do they call it, no asymptomatic whatever. You just didn't get it. It didn't make you sick. Has nothing to do with asymptomatic. That's a new made-up term. You can be asymptomatically, if you're a woman, I guess you could be asymptomatically Kim Kardashian. Or not. So they've made up all these terms to make it fit. And what, again, let me go back to the mask. A ruse. And now they're giving them away. It is the left's way of stepping back. And they're saying, we can't sell these. This is a prelude to something coming down the pike. The same way it was when they were initiating the mask and people started to manufacture them. Somebody put out the word and said, you're going to need to start making masks. Think of it as insider politics, insider trading. And they did. Somebody put the word out, you better dump those masks, do it as a charitable donation, because you're going to be stuck with them. Because the tide is turning. That's my point. And for the various Nazis out there, whether you're a mask Nazi or a vax Nazi, you're about to get the truth revealed to you. I'm going to make you that bet. I believe this is the first truly public notification to the world that the left admitting, okay, it's over. And I know there are going to be naysayers, and I know the Fed's going to, you know, continue to try to do this thing with the mask and a whatever for, you know, for flights and airport, whatever. But we're already seeing cities that are releasing the mandates, and you're going to see more. But it'll be tepid. It's not going to be overt in your face. It's going to just be little things like this. I bet you your grocery store has already got masks that they're giving away. Let me know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.